Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and the Love Is Podcast. I'm excited to welcome the host of the Love Is Podcast, Kim Sorrell. Kim, how are you? And I know you're excited about our guest.
I've got some questions I want to know from this guy. Richard Ryan, director, but you've acted, you've done so much in the film industry, which always fascinates me how people get into film to begin with. And so you've got The Art of Deception, the Fortune 500 Man, some great things in your pocket. And so welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Richard, go Kim, sorry.
I was just going to say, okay, so, you know, I'm old. You look like you're 25 years old. And I know that you were into sports, into whatever in school, and whatever you did. How did you transition into this life that you have now?
Well, I started acting in high school and doing some film as well, acting for the camera and a bunch of theater. I always had a knack for performing and creating. And I've always played sports, always been an athlete. And then after college, I knew I needed to get down to LA and pursue acting. So I got down to LA, where I am right now, and I've been down here for about 16 years now, I'd say. And I started auditioning and I booked a couple of things, but then I really had this huge desire to create and with an idea and a story. And I found that the medium of which combined all the team building that I've been used to, as far as like building teams and creating by myself certain games or with others as well, different classmates or family, and of course acting. So the perfect medium was making a film, and I've always been drawn to acting and making movies as well. So it was a good fit. So I started with an idea and wrote the script, and then I found the locations, the actors, and shot it, edited it, marketed it, took it through the whole process, and that I did my first short film. And then I really enjoyed the process. It was challenging. It was fulfilling. I learned a lot, so I continued to wanna. Then I just continued making more films and then acting in them myself. Because I love playing different characters, and I just wanted to get the ball rolling and get out there and play all these different characters, and of course also create opportunities as well, and share the process with a lot of amazing, ambitious people. And so I just caught the bug and continued with it.
Absolutely. You know, Richard, when I start thinking about this, I guess now I'm getting the movie bug in a way. First, I'm a former professional wrestler who's making a comeback into pro wrestling, and I'll start my fundraising next week for a documentary telling my whole story. So from my story of the comeback, from, you know, starting to work out to going and doing independent pro wrestling shows, all the way to like kind of recreating everything. But through that process, the producer I met, who has a production company, other movies have come my way to start pitching to them and fundraising. Okay. So I'm seeing this fun thing going on, right? Because there's such a need for content. I was talking to somebody, Chris Mulkey, today, and he flat out told me, he said, dude, this is the time. And I've talked to another actor as well, Gigi Arnetta, and they both said this is the best time ever because there's such a need for content. It's got to feel great, though, isn't it, Richard?
And yeah, it definitely is great. And then I started in a time where, I mean, about 16 years ago, where it was like not everybody was shooting on a shoestring $0 budget and just getting out there and shooting and filming. And it's something I've always done. And I made 17 short films and 3 features. Wow. I'm in development of my 4th feature film right now. So now I have this body of work, and I can really put out there and market it, and it can increase sales. So it can I can accumulate larger budgets for the move for the next projects moving forward in a time where it's very the industry is very independent driven now, where you can do so much on your own. You can have a story and then take it through the process of developing it, production, post-production, marketing it independently. You don't have to necessarily go through a studio to control your story and get it out there and tell the story that you want to tell with the people that you want to tell it with and share the journey with, which is good attitudes, people with good attitudes and a sense of gratitude and true appreciation of being there, so you can create this nice workflow and smooth environment to get the job done and get it out there so the masses can see. And that's great. You have a pro wrestling background, and like all it's cool because all these people from all walks of life come together, and there's to join forces to make a film and to make a project. And you can there's pro athletes all the time transitioning into acting and telling their story. And if you look at it from an actor standpoint, it's like you have wrestlers, you have MMA fighters, you have just scientists, historians, I mean, whatever the character is about, these rich characters and lives that are being put out there, and we're able to experience it, you know. And then everybody, of course, along the way of a part of the crew, they all have their backgrounds and different skill sets, and it's just all walks of life. This trade encompasses that all walks of life, and it's a unique process making a movie in that regard, where it's and then just for the mission to complete the film, which is awesome.
You know, you've got a lot of stuff that you've done, it seems like, and not that long of a time. And a couple of the things that you said really hit me, like that you want to produce, you want to create because you're opening the door for other people, that you're giving other people parts and places and, you know, cast and crew. And I think that's so cool that that's your
I
attitude.
appreciate that.
Yeah, I love that. And
Yeah,
then,
I've always wanted to do
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Yeah, and then the whole independent film thing that is coming on stronger and stronger, does it kind of just take the politics out of it? Does it just make it so you can do whatever you want and not held back by what a studio is looking for?
Yeah, pretty much. Because I know the studios, they have there are certain guidelines and a certain formula in th that they that you have to, and a whole lot of red tape. They to take a big piece of the pie, and just it kind of interferes a little bit with or a lot with the creative process. But it's show business. There is a business aspect of it, but a lot of times, like, the people involved aren't as fulfilled as they would like to be as an artist, and because they have to compromise a lot in their vision and just a whole working flow and order of which they would ideally want to do. So, but if you have the knowledge to be able to create a film and take it through the process and just really know the creative side of it as well as the business side of it, you can plan it accordingly and just really tell the story that you want to tell.
And that's the key, the story you want to tell. And so tell us a little bit more, because I guess we're talking about the art of deception. Tell us about the film a little bit more without giving it away.
Oh yeah, Art of Deception is my third feature film, and it's about I play a scientist, former military, and I find out the truth of what the bad sector of the government within the CIA is doing, that they create a nano chip and a virus to obtain complete mind control of the whole human population. And you have to take the antidote, otherwise you'll die in about a month. And then so I found out the truth of what they're trying to do, because they're trying to place a chip in the heads of everybody for complete mind control. So anyway, I find out the truth of what they're trying to do, and then I'm they kidnap my wife. I escape with the schematics, and when they kidnap my wife, they kidnap her, they torture her, and to help to lure me in. And so I'm ultimately left with the decision: do I save the lives of billions or my own wife?
Oh my gosh, that is some
very much a love story as well as conspiracy involved, and action and suspense. So it's a really good story, and it's visually really amazing. And it was an awesome time filming, and I'm very grateful to be able to do that and still continue to push it out there and market it. And it's great. Let's go see it.
No kidding. What a story. My word, the suspense and the thrill of it has just got to have people on the edge of their seats when they watch it. It sounds absolutely fantastic. Yeah. I'm curious. I do have a question for you. The movies, where can people see the movie? Like, how does that work?
So right now people can go to oxfilms.us. That's my website, oxfilms.us. And it's all my films are on there. And Art of Deception, there's a link to Tubi, which you can go on Tubi to watch the film. And then also Amazon and a couple of other different platforms too, but those are the main two.
Yeah, that's so cool. I've always been curious, Richard, what percentage of making a movie is actually filming and with actors, and what percentage is the before filming even happens and after filming with editing and marketing and all of that?
That's a real good question. I would say about 5 to 10%. Because there's a lot of, maybe even less, you know, maybe even like 3 or 4%. There's a lot of pre-production, a lot of development, and a lot of post-production, a lot of editing.
So that percentage is actual filming.
Yeah, actual filming.
Wow. Wow.
I would say it's more like 1 to 2% actually.
Yeah.
But each film's a little different though. And the larger the budgets are, you can streamline the process a little more. I know they still have the complications, but you can get through the development phase quicker in filming. You can spend more time on that, and the post-production phase can be done quicker as well too. Mm. So that's the whole purpose of really trying to find work in bigger budgets, and that's what I'm trying to do now. Just really get out there and push Art Deception on my current film so I can accumulate even a larger budget. So
exactly. Yeah,
the process is a lot smoother.
It's all about the fundraising. It's all about raising the funds and then get it and then market it. And it's almost like the author process of an independent author going through the same process, but you own control, you have creative control, and you go for sure. Kim has a final question that involves love. Go ahead, Kim.
Yeah, I think this is a really appropriate question for you, Richard, because I can just feel your heart. So I dedicated a year to figuring out the true meaning of love. I wrote a book, Love Is, and the things I found out about love blew my mind. And it seems to me that love plays a part in the work that you do. And I think probably, I don't know, you have to love it because it can't be easy. It's got to be hard work. But more so for the people that you work with. So I'm just curious, overall question, like where does love play a part in what you do?
Love plays a huge part because you have to really be passionate and love what you're doing, and you're gonna go through challenges, and I've been through a lot of different challenges, and you have to make some tough decisions sometimes, and there's certain sacrifices along the way, but and there's new knowledge there's that have to that has to be obtained, and just different circumstances that you have to get through. And keep your focus and the love of what you're doing, what I'm doing. The passion there is going to help navigate and me through everything and be able to just continue the process and get the job done and not give up. And just yeah, then everything could be going wrong, and there's just that desire, that love that just like gets you up and say like, hey, let's figure this out. And then you continue the journey. And it's big too, because ever since I started making films, that's one of the key things that I had going for myself is the passion that I've had, when the conviction that I talked about this vision. And people, even when I had no budget at all. And when I first moved down to LA, and just there was the love, there was the conviction, and then all of a sudden I accumulated all these amazing people because they wanted to be a part of what I was talking about, the vision, and it, my love sort of was infectious, and they saw it, they recognized it. And so that brought us all together and under the umbrella to make the story, to film. And we went through challenges and people from all walks of life, but just the core that just brought everybody in is the love, the passion, the desire to be there and working towards this goal, this mission together. And you just get up and you make it happen, and that's exactly what I did. And I'm going to continue doing it.
Well, you seem very passionate, Richard, and you keep going with different movies and different projects. I definitely want to take the acting courses after my documentary so I can learn more. So where can people go real quick? Check out the film one more time.
Go to Tubi and go to Amazon, and then if you want to check out all my films, I go to oxfilms.us, OXFILMS.us, and then you can see all my films and behind the scenes, red carpets and behind the scenes making of documentary, which you can learn a lot and see the process. And yeah, if you, like you said, you're a wrestler or whatever you are, whatever your background is, use it, lean into it, your strengths, your passion, those things that come easy to you, don't just discredit it, just lean into it and continue evolving that skill set and learn new skill sets also. And that's just going to help you just become a better overall person, but it's going to help you in the field of acting and making films, because you're just constantly learning and evolving and improving.
Oh, absolutely.
That happens when you do that, things happen.
That's why I had to get involved in films, right? The media giant has to be in films too. So there you go. We've got the podcast and television, radio. Now it's time for films and documentary, and then raising money for big time films, hopefully. So we'll definitely stay in touch.
Oh,
Appreciate it,
yeah.
Richard. Thanks, Kim.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, guys, that was the special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and the Love Is podcast, guys. Take care.
All right, take care.
All
Thank you so
right.
much, Richard.